everybody. I can see Bibu is saying it will be a lot to talk about. It will. Hello, Hugo. Hello, Exynyt Molecule. Hello, Greg. Who else is there? Let me know of yourselves. It's the Weekly Wednesday Lifetime. My name is Juha Ruokangas, your humble servant, on a mission from the gods, the goddesses of fretted instruments. All right, today we're going to talk about modding guitars. And once again, I have to say the topic is really, like Mibu was saying earlier, so vast and wide that it would probably be worthy of a series of videos. And what comes to technical advice concerning specific guitar modifications, YouTube must be, I don't know, filled with such videos to no end. And on this particular video, as the title suggests, we'll however focus into to whether it is worth modding your guitar or not. So it's not a video about how to do specific modifications, but rather what to consider and why before having your guitar modded. So, all right, boys and girls, it's Juha's story time. I think I had my shop up and running for a year or two. So we'll go back to the year 1997, I think. The previous millennium, God. And I was young and inexperienced, but at the same time, I was confident and all-knowing, all-knowing, you know what I mean. Anyways, a guy walks into my little shop and hands over a cheap Chinese electric guitar, a new guitar he just picked up from the local guitar store. So he confides with me, shares his life story, buying guitars, selling guitars, having had, you know, very bad experiences with some of the big name manufacturers' products, even some valuable vintage pieces. And so he had come to the, from his perspective, to the inevitable conclusion that it is a conspiracy of sorts. He was convinced that this Chinese guitar he had bought, it was not the cheapest one, looked somewhat decent and all. He was convinced that this guitar was the same as those big brand guitars. I mean, literally the same, meaning that he believed all these guitars with bolt-on necks, they must come from the same place because they look so similar. Different decal in the headstock, maybe differences in hardware, pickups, but essentially the same guitar. Well, I expressed my suspicion to him, saying that, well, there are a lot of factories around the world, and usually the price tag means something. Even if, yeah, the decal, the brand, yeah, it's complicated. But no, this guy was determined. He had done his research and decided that he will prove that it's all the same guitars. And that is why he had bought this cheap guitar and brought it to me. So he wanted me to transform that particular guitar into a valuable one. So how? I asked. Well, he wanted me to, he wanted me to change the tuners, change the bridge, change the pickups, change the wires, the wiring, all everything, cables, pot switch, jack, whatnot. Shield the control cavity properly, refinish the body in nitrocellulose, refinish the neck, and reprofile the neck to be more comfortable for him. Refret the guitar, replace the nut, replace neck plate and all the screws, everything, reshape the headstock even. In other words, all that was left was the raw wood material, a full, absolutely full makeover inside out. Long story short, when I got the guitar ready, remember, 1997, me with the 2 years of heavyweight experience under my belt, it looked really pretty. The guitar, it was a good guitar at the time, at that moment of time. It looked pretty, it played well, it stayed in tune, it sounded great. So my client had been right? Wrong, unfortunately. a few months went by. The winter came, and the guy called me. Something wrong with the guitar. The frets are buzzing. Okay, let's do a setup, I said to him. He brings in the guitar, and I take a look at the neck, and it's like, it's like all warped, like big time, like bad, beyond repair. Okay, so at this point of the horror story, we take a pause. There is an ending to it, but to hear it, you'll have to suffer with me till the end of the broadcast. Let me see. I have here a couple of new comments. Did I say already hi to Greg? Hello, Greg. Hello, Sean. Hey, Vincent. Max, hi from Sweden. Tuomas. What does Tuomas say? I'm a factory preset type of a guy. I shy away of any modifications, sometimes even changing the strings. You're in one end of the spectrum, Tuomas, with your approach. Let's see if we have anything valuable to you, Tuomas, in this broadcast. Maybe, maybe not. We'll find out. Hello, Kipponi. Pimp your day, guitar. Pimp your bass day. You might call it that. Well, we began with a story of a specific kind of one extreme. And as I already mentioned, there's an ending to it. But to hear it, you have to suffer with me till the end of this broadcast. And in this inauspicious mood, let's dive into the topic for today. So is it worth modding your guitar? Well, why do people mod guitars? Well, there can be a number of reasons. When there's something clearly wrong with a guitar, maybe then we don't call it always modification. We could call it repair, but it's a bit unclear, you know, where to draw the line. Like upgrading tuners to better quality could be a repair, could be a modification, and so on. Upgrading pickups, changing pickups. Is it a mod? Well, that could be a repair. Well, if the pickups were broken, it would be a repair, I guess. Anyways, you might also want to modify a guitar just so you like it better. In other words, there's nothing wrong with a guitar per se, but you just don't dig it the way it is. And, you know, our differences in tastes, of course, can be about sound, about playability, or the aesthetics of the guitar. So there's, you know, a lot of different ground to go where the tastes go. Well, then there's one more reason to why we modify guitars that I'm not sure if I should even mention because it's kind of a can of worms, but you know me, so can't not say it. Here goes. First sip of coffee for encouragement. So someone is not happy with a guitar. For a reason or another, wants it modified. And after the modification, the person is not happy with the guitar. And after the next modification and the next and the next and the next, just isn't happy with the guitar. And sometimes the problem is not the guitar. The person might just be instead in a dire need of a hug. Many hugs, perhaps. In other words, we human beings, and I'm not immune to this behavior either. You know, sometimes when we have difficult issues, perhaps in our relationships, undealt traumas affecting to our well-being in general, it's not so easy to see often, let alone accept the truth. And so we look for solutions elsewhere. It could be compulsive shopping. It could be, you know, getting more stuff. I don't know. Improving your nose, your whatever part of your body, eating unhealthy, or for some, the guitar, you know. Something wrong with the guitar, even though, you know, no, occasionally, not always, and probably that guy is not you, but the guy next to you, okay? Or might be me. Sometimes for me, it's good to stop and ask myself, is it me or is it the guitar? Because when there's that tendency that you keep changing things and changing things around you, and things just always are bad, there's a chance that it's not the environment. So that was the can of worms I wanted to open there, go a layer or two deeper for a second. All right, I can sense a slippery slope leading to a deep, deep, deep rabbit hole approaching. So before we drop, let's get back on track. So what kind of modifications can you do to a guitar? Well, all sorts of stuff, of course. As you already heard earlier with the complete remake story that is not quite ended yet, you can refret, you can refinish, you can do all sorts of decorations, such as inlays, artwork painted to a guitar, so on. You can have the pickups changed, upgraded, whatever you want to call it. Rewire electronics. You can do a scalloped fretboards to your guitar. You can personify the guitar somehow, initials engraved or inlaid, or doing something like that. Or going into the more extreme end, if the guitar body doesn't have contours but you like it to have, well, you could technically have it made. The neck can be reprofiled. The hardware can be upgraded. What else? You tell me. Well, the previous kinds of mods I listed, I believe we've done in our shop. I mean, years ago, we used to do more of this stuff. These days, we're going to narrow down our repairs services so that we don't do these full remakes anymore at all. And things like really big things at all. We're more concentrating on the actual maintenance type of repairs, like refrets and refretting and fret dressing and setups and changing pickups and doing stuff like that. But so at some point down the road, we've done all these different kinds of mods, our own guitars and to some other brands' guitars. So I'm talking from that experience, and others have other experience, and I can only talk really on behalf of myself, as always, as it is for every one of us. Okay, so there you have some basic stuff one can do to a guitar, technically speaking, but that was not the question, was it? No. The question was for today is whether it is worth modding your guitar or not. Well, as you can imagine already, I got here some opinions. Kiponi says, first if it is not broken, don't fix it. That is one philosophy to follow. Hello TJ, nice to see you here too. I know I'm not seeing you guys. You're seeing me, I'm just seeing your comments. So it'd be nice to have your faces on those avatars. An idea, you know. Pooh Ninja, for example, looks awfully familiar, but I don't think that's his own face or her own. I don't even know. It's Puninja is a man or a woman. It doesn't matter in any case. why did I go that down that road? Keep on it says, pickups always wrong sounding. It's possible. Yeah, we have locking tuners, pickups. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways you can do with a guitar. But again, this is not exactly the question we're heading at. We're talking about the value. We're talking about modding your, whether it's worth modding your guitar or not. And there just is not one single do it all answer to the question. Or the answer can be different case by case. But there are certainly some very useful guidelines to follow and to understand it, just to kind of remind yourself of certain things. Certain pieces of advice I would imagine you might benefit from the next time you're considering to have one of the cutaways, the horns of your favorite Strat chopped off, or adding that third pickup in the middle of your old and weary Les Paul from the 1950s. Well, first of all, when attempting to determine whether something is worth something, That was a difficult sentence. You know, when we're trying to observe and understand whether something is worth something, we need to understand that we're talking about value. And we're not just talking about a value, we're talking about different values. And what comes to the value of a guitar, there is, roughly speaking, and I might be wrong here, this is Juha's philosophy, okay? So take it as it is. It is exactly as it sounds like. It comes from me, and it's from me. I don't have any deeper truths to it, but this is just some observation. So, roughly speaking, I could talk about four categories of value we need to take into consideration when thinking about whether it's worth modding your guitar or not. Four kinds of value we need to take into consideration. So the coin we're observing here is there's four sides. It's a very special coin. It's four sides of the coin. And we go with number one. These four sides of the coin, the four different categories of values, they're not in a order of importance. Even though I'm mentioning first monetary value, it doesn't mean it's necessarily the most important, but it just happens to be on my list the first one. In case of guitar modding, it's easy to understand the monetary value of what you bought, and then you've modded it or had it modded, and now you're perhaps reselling it. The monetary value equals at this point the resale value of that guitar. And it may differ from the earlier moment when you bought the guitar. And if you have had it modded, you could ask yourself the question, did you get, when you're selling it, will you get more than what you paid for? Do you get more because the value of the guitar has raised? Do you get more because you have modded the guitar? Or do you perhaps get less resale value because you've modified the guitar? Depends on the modification, of course. You know. But in any case, that's what monetary value, how it kind of behaves in the charts. You bought a guitar for so and so much, and resale value is what you get from it when you're reselling the guitar to someone else. Resale value, essentially, the monetary value. Simple, right? And number two, usage value. Some talk about service value. Another good term is tool value. I like actually the tool value better than usage value. But so this is a type of value that cannot be measured in money. It is impossible to measure the tool value of a musical instrument in money. I repeat that. The usage value of a guitar cannot be measured in money. I hold to that claim. Not all expensive guitars are great tools, you know, and not all cheap guitars are bad tools. Seasoned players recognize an instrument that is a great tool for making music with. And you could even say that, you know, the more players recognize the tool value in a specific instrument, the higher the probability becomes that the tool value of that particular instrument will affect its monetary value as well. If it is recognized widely as a great guitar, that's a great guitar that guy plays. I want to buy that guitar from that guy. So all of a sudden there's a demand for that single guitar, which raises its value. It can happen. I've seen it happen. So, third category, sentimental value. Related to usage value in terms that sentimental value cannot be measured in money either, but unlike usage value, sentimental value is typically very personal. It could be intimate just to you, or maybe to your family. In other words, a guitar can have an immeasurable sentimental value to me personally, but simultaneously, the very same guitar, it could be that it has no value whatsoever to any other human being on the planet. Sentimental value doesn't typically translate into the monetary value of the instrument. It's just Doesn't happen. That's very rare anyways. I'm getting great comments there. Keep them coming. Hugo, your latest comment about advice, keep the original parts in the guitar case, considering selling the guitar, even if you don't restore it to its original condition, give that option to buyers if they want to do it themselves. Yeah, we're kind of touching that side of things in a while, but there you said it already. Okay, number four, historical value. One could say this is somehow related to the sentimental value, but it's also very much related to monetary value. Collectible vintage guitars would probably be the biggest group of instruments with a historical value that is slowly raising. And depending on the brand of the guitar, of the rarity of the specific model, and so on and so forth, maybe if there's this model that certain celebrity guitar hero played, that specific model from that year raises more in value than the previous year models, and so on and so forth. It's complicated. Field of calculation and expectation and all that, but it's good to understand that it is actually irrelevant, really, what the monetary value of the guitar was when the guitar was new in relation to its historical value, because any instrument can have a historical value, and not necessarily a valuable guitar as new will ever have historical value. It depends on so many variables. You know, any instrument can or maybe doesn't in the future have historical value. This is true to the extreme where, say, a big celebrity owns a cheap guitar, really like it, the cheapest guitar, signs it, a big celebrity, cheap guitar, and that person signs it, puts it out for sale, and ta-da, the monetary value goes up. It's not just a cheap guitar anymore, it's a cheap guitar with an interesting history, a story to tell. So the monetary value of that piece is then determined on basis of who was the celebrity and perhaps how special the story is. So it has sometimes nothing to do with the instrument itself. Other times, however, this historical value of an instrument doesn't really relate to its monetary value at all. Even if the instrument would carry a significant cultural, historical value to a group of people, say, big enough to succeed in and want to place that instrument into maybe their local museum or something, but that's kind of about it. An extension of a tombstone of a remarkable person to that local community, maybe. Or something like that. But it does not ever kind of mean that guitar will be worth tens of thousands of dollars or something crazy like that. So there's different values. Human beings were an interesting bunch. So essentially, when evaluating whether it makes sense to modify a guitar, any guitar, it's always a decision that is some kind of a compromise between the monetary value, the usage value, the sentimental value, and the historical value of that instrument. Typically, people don't. I say typically. Today, people don't want to have a 1956 Fender Stratocaster modded. They don't want to have their 1959 Gibson Les Paul modded. That's pretty clear, right? Extremely high monetary and historical value equals thou shalt not modify. Even if it is in a crap guitar, the usage value is zero, no modding. The frets are worn, no modding. The pickup, no modding. Don't even look at it. So the world of, not everybody's familiar with this, the world of valuable old guitars, vintage collectibles. But the reality is that if a vintage guitar is in proven all original condition, certain brand vintage guitars are in, you know, sealed, proven, all original condition, that guitar is way more valuable than another of the same brand, same age vintage guitar that is not in all original condition. So any modding done to those guitars lowers their value. But it wasn't, of course, always like that. And truth be told, it still isn't like that. We easily recognize the most obvious instruments that are not wise to modify. Like the couple of examples that I mentioned. 1959 Burst Les Paul value somewhere hundreds of thousands of euros, dollars. So it's pretty obvious that you don't go messing about with those guitars anymore. But those valuable pieces weren't always valuable pieces. There was a time when they were just dated, boring guitars. And people modded them like crazy, you know. Refinishes, reprofiled necks, pickups, pickguards. Some even chopped off the horn of their early 1950s Tele bodies or Strat bodies or whatever. Reprofiled or reshaped the headstocks and that stuff. Because they were just boring, you know, at a time and not specifically valuable. In the 70s, the 1950s, guitars were, well, they actually in the 70s, they had already sort of started to raise a tiny bit, but yeah, there was a time when all these kind of, nowadays in the hindsight looking at it, looks kind of horrible. And it's obvious that the monetary value of the most horrifically modded monster vintage guitars, it just flushed down the toilet, the value, whatever they had. And does it mean that the people back then were idiots? No, they just didn't have the crystal ball. Do you have the crystal ball? Do I have the crystal ball? No, we're still the same. And some of the instruments that are being modified like right now, like at this very moment around the world in different places, people are modifying guitars. Some of those guitars would have become future collectibles. But no, because there's no crystal ball. Now they're just butchered animalities that people will laugh at 50 years from now. So, you know, we haven't really changed. Okay, time for some conclusions, some timeless wisdom, quotes in quotes, timeless wisdom by yours truly. But let me see a couple of comments first. There's again so much comments that there's no way I can read all this. I can see here comments that are touching this, exactly the same conclusions that I'm coming into in a moment. I'm not surprised, of course, you're intelligent people. So, of course, you get it. Let me see. Hugo. Funny story, my first electric guitar was a mid-low-end Ibanez, and one day I got Joe Satriani to autograph it. When I got home, my father told me, now you're never going to sell it. We'll see about that. Hello, Shaggy's Faction. See you here too. Jose Delgado, make me a guitar to rule them all, and I won't want it. I'll be very happy to make you that. You know, you have my number, so. What does Tuomas say? Make me a player to rule them all, and I won't want it. Great. Pooh Ninja has a crystal ball, but no vision of the future. Just the occasional prismatic effect. Yeah, that kind of a crystal ball. Okay, guys, time for conclusions. Number one conclusion. So, if you put monetary value first, you should basically never modify a guitar. In fact, you should never even play the guitar, because it wears down, it becomes scratchy, it becomes dinged and dented, and no. Buy it spanking new, put it into a closet, and there's a chance that when you're old and wrinkled, the value of the guitar has gone up. It's not a guarantee, but there's a chance. I understand it's mad, and I agree it's mad, but that's basically the gist of it. Monetary value first, and thou shalt not change the pickups. Thou shalt not change one single screw of the guitar. Because inevitably that's the way. There's the slight chance that if that modified guitar ends up in the hands of some superhero celebrity guitarist, the value of the guitar might go back up, would go back up in that super rare case. But considering that all those worldwide known super celebrity guitar heroes are getting older and older, and more of them are just passing, and there doesn't seem to become new ones that are as worldwide celebrities as the legends were, the chances are getting slimmer. So if you want your monetary value of your guitar to raise, don't modify it. Don't play it. Put it into a closet. Number two conclusion, if you put usage value, the tool value first, then the world of modding is open to you. Putting usage value first means that you acknowledge that a guitar is meant to be played. The purpose of a guitar is to inspire you to make music that you can bring joy or pain to its audience. You acknowledge that by modding the guitar to better inspire you, you're possibly or even quite likely compromising the monetary value of the instrument, the future monetary value of the instrument. But because you put the tool value first, it's perfectly okay. Remember, the monetary value isn't automatically the most important value, even if mentioned at first, as I already said. It's one of the four aspects that I've listed here. And our values are what makes us. It makes us who we are. So if you put the usage value first, you know, and changing pickups makes the guitar serve your needs better, go for it. If you love the guitar in every other way but hate the color, go for it, you know. And remember, as people have pointed out here in the chat already, some mods are reversible while others are not. You can always swap back the original pickups, but you can't undo a scalloped fretboard. So, well, you can replace the fretboard, but you can't make it back to original. You can't undo it in any case. So as someone, can't remember who it was, already tipped regarding pickups, always save the original ones. Save the original set. Don't sell it. Believe me, one day you will thank me for this and thank the other gentleman who pointed it out already before I did, for this piece of advice. Because it just makes sense. That set of pickups, you might get a little bit of money for it selling it now, but later you will regret. I've heard it so many times that shouldn't have sold that set of guitars. And by the way, people are also saying the same about guitars. Shouldn't have sold that guitar. So, you know, don't sell the guitar either. If you want your name to be inlaid to the fretboard of a guitar, remember, or, you know, if you want some other kind of personification done like that, remember that it's very cool when the guitar is yours. So if you're planning it to be a heirloom, always kept in the family, then absolutely go for it. But removing such an inlay, it's like a tattoo. So, you know, common sense people, you're allowed to use your common sense here with these things. So Number three conclusion. If you put sentimental value of an instrument first, be very careful. You might be on walking on thin ice here. Why? Well, because it is so emotional to you. You know, that that affects to your decisions. Maybe it's the grandpa's guitar he played to you when you were small, and as a guitar, it happens to be this really broken down, no brand cheap guitar of its time that is nearly falling apart, and you get a great idea to have it fixed to all its glory. Well, it turns out the repair would be worth, I don't know, month's salary or whatever, a lot of money anyways, and the reality is that even then, all that cash invested to it wouldn't be a great guitar. And the monitor, on top of that, the monetary value of the instrument doesn't raise at all from before the repair. So the question is, well, okay, modding is a bit off in this example, but anyways, is that guitar worth repairing, or would it perhaps be sentimentally just as valuable to you, even if you don't waste your hard-earned money to it? But just put the guitar on the wall, and every time you look at it, it brings a smile on your face. So that's what sentimental value is about. Number four conclusion is that we're typically very bad at predicting historical value of instruments. No crystal ball. We kind of talked about this already earlier on, so I'll leave it to that. Instead, we jump back to the story I began with. Remember the horror story? Let me see a couple of comments before that, though. Greg says, still something tells me. Greg's gut feeling is telling him that handmade luthier instruments will raise in value in the future, at least some of them. I share your vision on this. I believe that as well. There are a lot of signals that kind of point that way already in the modern age we live in. There are signals to point that way. One such signal would be that collectors that used to be only collecting vintage instruments, collectors that are known to have good nose for, you know, sort of a little crystal ball there. Many such collectors have shifted or added to their collection handmade guitars these days, these past, maybe during the 10 past years and so. So there are brands among handmade guitars that are said to be the future collectibles and so on and so forth. I've heard that said about my guitars by certain collectors, a few collectors here and there, different parts of the world. But this is still something, it's speculation. It's speculation, and it's just, we can speculate to no end, and still we don't know. But I do agree with Greg. And Greg says, I play and mod guitars, but keep my vintage Star Wars and He-Man figures in their original boxes. There you go. That's the way it goes. Yeah, there are certain things that are. Kippone says, Brazilian rosewood guitars go always higher. That's one interesting thing. But there's also the other side of the Brazilian rosewood, because I think I've mentioned this in some other video, that Brazilian rosewood is not unambiguously an appreciated feature anymore. Maybe to the middle-aged and older people, yes, but to the younger generation, Brazilian rosewood starts to be also a feature that is not so desirable, let's put it that way. And it has to do with the fact of sustainability, what this kind of using Brazilian rosewood, what kind of values it represents, even though the Brazilian rosewood used in guitars now was cut already at least in theory, was cut before 1991, when the CITES regulations came into action. And yeah, so still there is the aspect of that is not so often said out loud, that guys, do you realize that Brazilian rosewood comes from the Amazon rainforest? And when you say that out loud, some people are like kind of like almost surprised, even though they kind of should be able to connect the dots. But yeah, so this is, there are different kinds of theories and different kind of expectation, different kinds of speculations. But the final truth is yet to come, which I will reveal in the very end. That also closes the discussion once and for all regarding Brazilian rosewood, regarding all kinds of collectibles, monetary value, all kinds of stuff. So it's coming. But now I'm going to tell you first at the end of my story, and then I will tell you how it really is. Okay. Remember the story. The neck was warped beyond repair, right? The guitar that had been just completely remade. The owner of the guitar was really upset. Well, it was an expensive job. So he was upset. He demanded a compensation from me, claiming that it was my work that had caused this problem somehow to the neck. And I reminded him that I had in fact told him before we started that all guitars do not come from the same source. And one of the crucial aspects determining if a guitar is of somewhat decent quality is how the wood has been dried. And I can't give guarantee to what the factories do. If I repair their work, if I change their work, okay, but I can't give guarantee what the factories have done, what is the wood they have used. Well, it didn't help him much, the client. Look, me, there, all-knowing, rubbing salt to his wounds. Well, we ended up discussing the situation in length with the client. And from his perspective, he understood in the end that he had gone out to prove himself right. But in fact, ended up proving himself wrong. And from my perspective, I ended up proving myself lesser a professional than I thought I was at the time, in my false rookie self-confidence. Why so? Well, because a more seasoned professional would not have taken such an assignment in the first place. A true professional would have done what I do if this guitar would be brought to me today. I would refuse. I would tell the customer that it's a very cool idea, I like it, but if he wants the job to be done to that particular spanking new cheap guitar, we need to wait for a few years and proceed only when the guitar has aged and seasoned through a few seasonal cycles, so we see the neck won't warp with the dry winter coming so on. And mind you, my response today would be exactly the same if it was a valuable new Fender, Gibson, or whatever brand instrument that I haven't built. Is the internet bad? Exynet Molecule says, damn it, not really working the internet. Really? I hope it's not at my end. I have checked my connection before I started, it was all good. Maybe others can comment from there. We have, if there's been cuts, if there's been that thing going on, whatever. This is very, I don't like it. Well, to Exynet Molecule, I can say that if your internet is, if okay, all good in other places, So extant molecule, if your internet, if it's your end, okay, you can't follow the live very well, but you can come back to this after the live stream is over, because then it should be fine for you, I think, because then, okay, it's everything is okay. Seems everything's okay. Sorry for extant molecule that things are not looking so good. But anyways, so come back later for the recording to catch up what you missed now. Where was I? Yeah, my response would be exactly the same if it was a valuable new guitar, Fender, Gibson, whatever. Because a new guitar, I cannot give guarantees to what others do. So I, no matter who has done it, so I would refuse doing something like that to a new guitar. But in 1997, though, as mentioned, I was a rookie, and I mean, I had my suspicions of the job, and still, I accepted the assignment and took his money. And that's just simply bad form and unprofessional. Bad you are. Well, that particular case was a lesson learned for him. It was a lesson learned for me. And it ended happily, can things like that end happily? Maybe they can, but at least somewhat civilized, let's say. There was a compensation, mutual understanding, shaking hands. That was times in 1997 where you could shake hands with people. And we departed in good spirits with my customer. So, you know, a hard lesson learned for him. Pretty hard lesson for me to learn as well. One of those first kind of, you know, really kicks in the abs, like learning a lesson that I'm not so perfect that I thought in my wisdom of 20, whatever, 5 years, what I was at the time. So, as a very final conclusion to the question, is it worth modding your guitar? I'd say, as I always say to every question, or at least to a lot of things, it's complicated. It's complicated with guitars, with determining the value, especially the future value. The truth is, only you can answer to the question. And you can only answer to the question regarding your own instrument. You can always ask advice, and typically you become more and more confused the more people you ask advice from. But in any case, I would like to think that a true professional luthier, guitar repairs guy, professional should at least share his opinion, weigh the options together with you regarding that specific case you're talking about, the guitar that is about to be modified, whether it is reversible or not, and if it's not reversible, what are the consequences possibly to the value of the guitar. Even talk a little bit about the world of guitars, how kind of long-term things can kind of take surprising turns. So kind of disclose the risks also in that situation before the work is done. You know, be as transparent as possible as a professional. You know, in other words, a true professional will act like a responsible grown-up person. The rarest thing on earth. But anyways, that's how... And now we come to the final truth. It is one of the very few truths I know for a fact, by the way. There's absolutely no way around it. It is a fact, a big fact, literally carved in stone. And that truth is that in the end, every one of us will die, and whatever earthly possessions, monetary investments, whatever that stuff we may have hoarded to ourselves, we can take zero zip of any of that with us to the afterlife, if there exists such a thing. You know, please, people, if you buy a guitar, be so kind to yourself that don't put it into the closet, but place it somewhere where you can grab it easily and play the darn thing, okay? That's the final truth from me. Exnut Molekyli seems to be feel embarrassed about wanting to complain. It's okay. I'm not happy to hear that Exnut Molekyli is in your end. I'm sorry to hear that it's in your end, but I am kind of happy that it's not in my end, because that would be a larger problem for the whole. But you know, So let me see. Couple of things. Hugo says, Juha, your custom-built to specs guitars are actually in simultaneously 0%, 100% modded guitars. Hooray for Luthium guitars. One can have anything he she wants. This is true. This is true. And here also with handmade guitars like mine, the same tips that I already kind of mentioned before, that, you know, some kind of custom features are reversible, some are not. So when thinking of I think of it like I said, the final truth in the end of it, at the end of the day, we all die, and you know, we don't get to take any of that stuff with us. So why not to enjoy with what we have and seize the moment and all that stuff. But you know, as long as we have it. But don't take it so seriously, you know. You know, it's, you know, we could just have a good laugh about it in the end, because none of this is so important. It's not a matter of life and death, the guitars. But in any case, let's say that if you are placing an order for a custom guitar and you're considering to have it personified to you in some way, there are different ways of doing it. You can do it in a sort of let's say, with more the future monetary value, investment value of the instrument in mind, and then you could have the personification done to a part of a guitar that can be changed. It could be a neck plate, it could be a truss rod cover plate, or some other place like that. So that when the time comes that you will, in the end, depart of that instrument, it is possible to remove that personified piece, and the guitar would not be personified to you at that point of time. Because I've seen this. I mean, I've been around for such a long time. I have customers who have passed away, and I've seen these transitions, shifts, people inheriting instruments and wondering what to do with them, and so on and so forth. So if there's a huge inlay on the fretboard saying the name of the grandpa is just passed away, it's not so easy to resell that guitar at that point. So, you know, these are just some things to take into consideration. Of course, it's like there's no right or wrong. So we're happy to do these kind of custom things for people always, and it's a challenge, and it's, you know, but when they are made personal with a name, or I don't know, birthday or something like that, it inevitably lowers the resale value of that instrument. There's just no way around it, even if it's a custom handmade guitar like ours. Tuomas, Juha, remember Hume's guillotine. You cannot predict future on how things have always been. If every people before me have died, it doesn't necessarily mean that I die too. Ah! This is something I will probably be thinking when I go to sleep today, and I won't possibly get sleep. Yeah, and the younger we are, the harder it is for us to kind of grasp the idea of cycle of life, as I've noticed, as I've come to notice. Yeah, okay. Very much great comments. Again, thank you, people. Keep on, it says, beware what you order. Some things are really stupid, maybe. Well, there's always the safe road, the kind of safe pathway to go with, take a guitar that you don't take any risks. But then, who knows? Maybe with a guitar that is made with a more courageous attitude for you, maybe that guitar inspires you to compose that tune that makes a dent to the universe. But without a guitar, you couldn't have found that song, because that guitar inspired you to make it. So follow your gut feeling. And dudes, dudettes, thank you so much. Looks like I'm really spot on today. It's 10 p.m. in Finland. 1 minute left of my 1 hour podcast. Thank you so much. I do have a little favor to ask. If you know someone who you feel would benefit from seeing this video, please share it to that person. Don't share it to the persons that it's irrelevant for. But if you know someone that might, that person, yeah, do that. If you like this episode of my endless babblings, which I really don't understand why you're following this, but I'm very, very glad, because, you know, this is a great pastime for me. And I'm enjoying this greatly. So hit the like button if you haven't subscribed by now, you know what to do. Thank you so much. And remember to take care of your loved ones. Be well, stay safe. See you next time, as always. Peace, love, and good music, people. Good night.